Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Matthew and I are talking. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. This segment brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union, the Farmers Kitchen and Bar. We're talking about our mutual friend, Brian Murphy, formerly of the Pioneer Press. Murph has been on with me off and on for 20 years. He now is working with Matthew and Purple Insider. Matthew teed it up today with Murph. You're tougher than me. I'm going to wait till maybe November when I get to the 40s if I'm hanging on. But let's talk about the Vikings right here. I mentioned in the lead up, there's always going to be anticipation and excitement with the Vikings. But I don't sense as much this week. Do you have that same feeling, or because of your job, is it hard to kind of quantify that in some way?
No, I think that it's, I would call it more of tension than I would say excitement. Like take the Cleveland game, for example. I felt like there was a lot of excitement leading up to the Cleveland game where people felt like, okay, beat Kevin Stefanski, beat this Cleveland team that has so much hype this year. You're back at US Bank Stadium. Let's make Baker Mayfield look bad. And then you get a win there and it swings your season. And those two bad losses at the beginning of the year on a field goal and a fumble, they look like the past. You're a good team. So to have disappointment there and then to barely beat the Detroit Lions, now it feels like, okay, you've got to show something here against Carolina because you get to 3-3 and it's a season again. But if you don't show something, especially offensively against Carolina, and right now, by the way, they're 19th in points scored, which is not where you want to be in the NFL today if you want to go deep in the playoffs. You usually have to be a dynamic offensive team. So if they go to Carolina and they score 14 points, I mean, then I think a lot of people will feel like this season has gone completely into the dumps. And the argument, oh, we're secretly good, we just had bad breaks, that goes out the window. At the same time, you score 40 against Carolina, a defense that's pretty good, and you beat the tar out of Sam Darnold, then all of a sudden it will feel like, man, when they come out of that bye, that game against Dallas is going to be super big.
So I've heard my friend, the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, multiple times on his show this week talk about giving Kirk Cousins more freedom. Paul is very plugged in. Paul has been there a long time. Has good professional personal relationships with Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. Paul normally doesn't toss that out unless there's some credibility to it. The offense, once again, last week, and you watched it, you lived it, looked like it was from the 1960s. And then when they had needed to move down the field, guess what? Boom, 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 they did. Do you think we're headed to a little more either of a modern offense? How about even a 2012 offense? And does that include maybe giving Cousins a little more latitude?
Well, 2012 was them handing off to Adrian Peterson every play and not letting Christian Ponder throw, but you don't have Christian Ponder here. You have a $30 million quarterback who is, by the way, ranked by Pro Football Focus fourth best in the NFL and has put up huge numbers throughout his career and is a guy who's been in the league for a decade now. And so I also heard Paul Allen say that, and then someone else confirmed that to me, that Cousins has not had a whole lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage. And then Clint Kubiak, when he was talking at the podium the other day, said, yeah, we could probably do a little bit more of that. So I would guess this week that we're going to see Kirk Cousins have a little more latitude to do that. But it was really notable that Mike Zimmer came out on Wednesday and said, we are looking at every part of this offense. So, you know, if you think that recognizing the problem is the first step to solving any problem, you can say this for Zimmer. He was not pleased with the win against Detroit, just like none of us were. And he looked at the offense and said, this is just not going to work. And especially second downs and long, third and longs, which they seem to put themselves in a lot by running on second down. They ran a direct snap to Alexander Mattison on third and four, which just didn't really have a whole lot of, I mean, you're not going to get an explosive play out of that.
No.
You're very low odds of getting a big play out of that if you're not even a first down. And I think that things like that have really shown in these last couple of weeks. And then I think there's also some concern that Clint Kubiak is a first-time play caller. And play calling on Madden, oh, Chad, I am unbelievable at it on Madden.
Prolific, I think it's the word I've heard. Prolific.
You saw Lamar Jackson the other night? That's every game for me with my quarterback on Madden. That's not how it works in real life. Things are moving really quickly in real life. You got to be able to think ahead. You got to be able to spot things in the defense and make adjustments. I remember Gary Kubiak talking about how if he saw a safety lean one way or the other, and he could see from upstairs, that he would know, okay, if I run this concept in the fourth quarter, something that happened in the first quarter, I can get that guy on that same play. That's what has to go through a play caller's mind, because the defense, they're making adjustments to what you're doing. So you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. That usually takes years to learn. And so I guess it's a little questionable of hiring a first-time play caller in a year where there was so much pressure on everyone. But I also think, like, this is your shot, Clint. These last 2 weeks have been very disappointing. They haven't scored a second-half touchdown since week one. Well, now it's their chance to get Jefferson the football, to get Adam Thielen the football, and to open this thing up for Kirk Cousins a little bit, as opposed to, like you said, looking like it's straight out of 1994.
Okay, let me push back just a little, okay? Remind folks, Matthew Collar's with us, Purple Insider. We're on video right now. Check us out, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, at WCCO Radio. To me, the person Mike Zimmer has to look at the most is the person he sees in the mirror every single day. It was clear that he had this love old school rapport with Clint Kubiak's father. And I believe smart people have told me that he gave Gary Kubiak a decent amount of latitude. I believe we saw Kevin Stefanski earn that latitude. I'm really skeptical how much latitude either he's given Clint Kubiak or the pressure Clint Kubiak is feeling and thinking, I got to run. Zim loves us to run. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this, Zimmer can set the tone and the tempo. He's the head coach. He's not just the defense coordinator. We hear all the talk every offseason. You know, I might not call the defensive plays. BS. He's always going to call the defensive plays. Get in Kubiak's ear and say, show me the creativity. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to be over your shoulder the entire time. And then I'll believe it.
Right. No, I totally agree. I mean, there's a pattern of behavior here with Mike Zimmer and offensive coordinators, going back to Norv Turner just walking away from the job. And I think Pat Shurmur and Kevin Stefanski, and even this goes for Clint Kubiak, Gary Kubiak, these guys are very mild-mannered type of people. But, you know, I think that they're going to do what the head coach asked them to do, because that's how the hierarchy works. The guy who has the HC on his hat, he's the one calling all the shots. So if, to use the Madden example, if you ever play Madden, when you start the franchise, you set your sliders for, do you want to be a run team or a pass team or 50-50 or balanced? Mike Zimmer has always set that toward the run. And
heavily.
You know, I got that when it was Case Keenum. But the one time they tried to open it up in 2018, Zimmer was not having it with John DeFilippo, and those two butted heads over that. And I think that Stefanski, both Kubiaks are sort of good soldiers here, but they have never given Kirk Cousins sort of let him go loose and throw all the time and be the reason that they win or lose. It's always sort of, let's make sure that Kirk doesn't mess it up. And here's where it really shows is think of the game last night. The Tampa Bay Bucs are up by 6 points on the Eagles. Tom Brady completes like 8 passes in a row, wins the game. The Vikings, they have a similar lead. What do? Hand off 3 times. And so there's always been this.
By the way, without Dalvin.
Right, without Dalvin Cook, right. And they've done that before with Dalvin, and it's failed, and they've had to punt it away, and there's been final chances for teams that, in Green Bay last year that happened, where Dalvin ran backwards three times, and then Rodgers had a chance at a game-winning drive. Like, there has never really been a true trust between Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. And then the guy that's stuck in the middle is the offensive coordinator. And so when it doesn't work, then it's, well, it's his fault. And I think that telling us, oh yeah, we're looking at everything he's doing, it's sort of like laying the foundation a little bit for wasn't me, yeah. Wasn't my fault. And that's what happens when you're 2-3 and everybody's on the hot seat, is to start going, no, it was actually him. No, it's actually him. And that's why if they win and they win big, it can kind of push all of that away for a little while. It could come up after the bye again, but at least for a couple of weeks, all of that sort of subsides and sort of the season has got a reset button.
Last topic here from Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, podcasts, interviews, mailbag, instant analysis, tweeting. I check it out all the time. You should too. Purple Insider, Matthew with us from Minnesota Farmers Union, the Farmers Kitchen and Bar. So let's talk Carolina. They had Teddy last year. They could have stayed with Teddy. They said, no, we're going to shake it up. We'll trade for Sam Darnold. They could have taken a quarterback. They did not. They have Matt Rhule, the head coach, long-term contract, make a lot of money. They started strong. They've slipped back. What should we mainly know about the Panthers, and where are we at with McCaffrey and whether he's going to play?
Yeah, McCaffrey's not going to play. So they thought it was 50-50 to start the week. Clearly his hamstring was not ready to go, so he's out. That's a huge break for the Vikings. Yep. They didn't have to face him last year either, and that helped a lot. As far as big picture, Carolina, I think, maybe got a little ahead of themselves trading for Sam Darnold in terms of being a rebuilding team. And I know they're 3-2, but they had a very easy schedule. They had the Jets. I think they had the Texans. So they really, and New Orleans. So, like, not hard at all to get to those three wins. And then when they've played even slightly better teams, they haven't performed particularly well. And they gave up a lot for Sam Darnold. And I looked this up yesterday. Under pressure this year, he's already got 4 interceptions under pressure. That's been who he is. He throws a lot of picks. He's always good for a strip sack or something like that. He's kind of a turnover machine. And that's why I think the Vikings defense has an opportunity to maybe not pitch a shutout, but do really well against a quarterback who's pretty reckless. I didn't understand that move for them to make him kind of like, hey, you're our franchise guy, instead of drafting someone like Justin Fields. But what I will say is they've spent a ton of draft capital on the defensive side, and they're good. And they're top 3 in the NFL in points allowed, and they have guys who can get after the passer. Hassan Reddick and Brian Burns have just been monsters so far this year. They have interior rush. So this can be one of those battles that actually might remind us of the Browns game a little bit, where the defensive line of the other team can overwhelm your offensive line a little bit. And that's always been a struggle when that happens for Kirk Cousins and the offense.
Always enjoy the conversation, sir. I'll be following the tweets and reading Purple Insider, and I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chad.
Matthew Collar, again, brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union and Farmers Kitchen and Bar. Recap the show, some final thoughts, and turn it over to some guy from Channel 4 is in for Paul and Jordana. I'd find another station.
In. My favorite 80s selection of the Jordana Experience. Still a fantastic song right here. You plan on working these into the repertoire on a regular basis? Is it all 80s music? Is it only 80s music on the Paul and Jordana show moving forward?
Well, no. I'm going to create kind of a new set of music for Jordana, and it's mostly 80s. But yes, we're going to start incorporating some of these into our show.
I think that is a very solid decision. I could go really serious here. I could go nonsense. So I don't think Jason can come in for crosstalk. So I'm going to go a little serious here to finish it. I am not going to work.
Jeez, why can't I come in, my guy?
Oh, there we go. Good, good. Wow. I'd rather just talk about Monday on Monday. So I'm going to guess you have already located Jason DeRusha, Channel 4's Jason DeRusha, at least 2 topics where you can blatantly pander to how much you love Minnesota. What is your favorite city
Oh, gosh.
Why is it your favorite city? That'll be one. That's one of my guesses.
Is it pandering if it's how you genuinely feel? Is that pandering? I mean, this isn't the Heppala show. It's not going to be that over the top.
Will you be looking? Could you put out a Heppala picture for me, just please, to tease this? Find a backwards ball cap and look away.
He's way cooler looking than me. Like, I can't. I just can't. I don't have it in me, you know?
Dan must have a backwards ball cap around there. We got to have one. And just look whimsical. Look like you're pondering.
Well, today I thought maybe we'd talk about, you know, your favorite city on the Iron Range, you know? Are you more like Eveleth? Are you more Chisholm? You know,
Grand Rapids,
ugh.
Bowabic.
Yeah,
hard to pick.
Have you ever been to the Iron Range? Yes. Back before I became a overpaid, lazy news anchor, I traveled to all four corners of this great state. Yeah, I used to drive all over the place.
And well, now,
and driving around Minnesota with me is a nightmare, because it's sort of like my memory of whatever like horrific story I covered in whatever town I'm driving.
Oh, jeez,
it's awful.
That's uplifting.
My wife is like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "Ah, I remember that house. There was a big gas leak and the house blew up. Guy made it though. He was okay."
Jeez, you must be a lot of fun to travel.
You just remember that stuff. And of course, the great people we meet along the way.
Here's another one I would suggest. Goulash recipes. What is your favorite goulash recipe and tell me why?
I like it.
I could see you going there.
I like it. This is good. I mean, I needed an opener. I needed an opening segment at 3:10. I wanted to react just in real time to whatever's going on today, give you the now, bring you up to date. But you're giving me some options here, I think. The cheese curd debate has been hot today.
Okay.
Today is National Cheese Curd Day.
Fried. Come on. Fried cheese. They're just cheese balls. I mean, it's just cheese if they're not fried.
Well, I think it's different because it's so fresh. A cheese curd fresh is the freshest cheese you can get. So, like, that, I think that is nice. But the problem with the fried cheese curd is a good one is great, but you get fried cheese curds that you know, if the curd is too small, you end up with like this, like empty, fried thing. Size matters when it comes to cheese curds. It really does matter.
Yeah. Yes. And here's another thing: how long it lasts matters too.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of these cheese curds, it's an axis. Yeah. Some of these cheese curds, boom! Like you're anticipating the cheese curd,
right?
You're thinking this is going to last for a long time. There's great anticipation, and boom! If you don't get to that cheese curd within, I don't know, 5-10 seconds, it's gone.
We call that anticipointment. It's what it is.
Is that what you call it?
Yep.
At Channel 4.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I will be listening to some of the show.
All right.
I will be tuned in.
Thank you.
And
it's really nice.
See if Dan Cook is going to put in a little effort. Enjoy, sir. Landis Construction Time Check is 2:58. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. Jason takes you home right here on Adam Carter's radio station, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.